We've got Borthwick Jewelry involved in our grand prize for our Valentine's prize, which includes a stay at the Hotel Bellwether, a flight seeing with San Juan Airlines, a bunch of other things. And so we're asking you if we're, you know, you give us some kind of painful jewelry experience that you had, jewelry injury. Brad and John at KISM.com. You want to take one off the studio lines here real quick?
Yeah, this is Garrett. What happened, buddy?
Oh, man. When I was younger, I was in Job Corps, and something compelled me to pierce my nose. So I've done it before. I used a safety pin, usually always do. But this time it went wrong. I hit a little vessel on my nose. So when I pulled it out and put it in my nose ring, man, blood just started popping out, and I had to go to class. I put on a, I had to wear a napkin all day on my nose. So embarrassed. I went to the mess hall. Everybody was looking at me funny. They didn't even want me in there eating nothing.
Bloody napkin on your nose.
I was like, what am I going to do? So I tried to go to the bathroom around 11, 12 in the afternoon and clean up. And once when I wiped off the little spot on my nose, then it popped again. So I had to keep my head up for the rest of the time in class. I didn't get no work done. Yeah. Everybody looking at me funny. I was in my 20s in Job Corps. I felt so embarrassed to be compelled to pierce my nose. I should have just went to the parlor to do it, but you know, what do you do?
Leave it to a pro.
When you're young, you have fun.
When you're young, you have fun.
All right, here's one from Tish. Same thing with the nose piercing thing. Hey, Brad and John, my husband and I had a goth theme party several years ago, and our good friend and neighbor took the cake with the most original costume. He pierced his nose with a diaper pin and left it in. It was quite scabby days afterward. Go figure. Brad and John at KISM.com. All right.
Ooh, Tyson says, when I was in my early 20s, I thought it would be a good idea to get my arms pierced. Surface piercings. That's one we haven't had, is the surface piercings yet. Long story short, friend of mine, girl, was giving me a hug. I decided to whisper something snarky in her ear, which caused her to whip her head back and start yelling at me. As she did, it ripped the piercing out of my arm. And after the confusion, she just said karma.
Yeah, all right. And Brad, here's, this one is from our buddy Johnny. Now, Johnny served in Vietnam. Johnny's been on this show. He calls in a lot. And he's told us some Vietnam.
He's got a lot of life experience.
Yeah, he's told us some of his Vietnam stories in the past. And so here we go. All right, so we're going to get Vietnam here, and we're going to get a, okay. This is a, I guess it's a wedding ring injury in Vietnam. Hey, Brad and John, it's Johnny. Vietnam, 1969. We had a rocket attack destroy one of our bunkers. We're up on top putting new corrugated steel and sandbags on the top of the bunker. All of a sudden, we start getting more rocket fire. Had to run to my aircraft. As I went to jump off the bunker, my wedding ring hooked on one of the links. So I'm dangling in the air 8 feet off the ground by my ring finger.
Like a target.
I'm just lucky my door gunner was with me on top of the bunker. 6.5 feet tall, 325 pounds. Lift me up, unhook my finger, drops me to the ground. My finger bleeding like a stuck pig. Needless to say, I threw the ring away. Thank you, Johnny. Brad and John.
Where's my wedding ring? Two clicks above the Da Nang River, man.
Brad and John at KISM.com.